Mildred, Doc, and JB had no idea of what was taking place on the edge of the clearing. They were in the middle of things as the Pilatans were preparing to leave. They were helping to load the pack animals when Sunita and Marcos approached them.
Leave that for a second. We have something we wish to discuss with you.
Ah, happy news. You wish to inform us of your impending nuptials?
May I ask just what you mean by that?
Don't take any notice of the old coot. He's just crazy. What is it, Sunita?
We have been discussing seriously the future of our community, and we would wish for you to stay and travel with us from now on.
That's something I wouldn't have expected. I wouldn't have thought you would wanted us to hang around forever.
Especially as we're not part of you. There's still a lot of people here who think we're outsiders and should stay that way.
But that is precisely the point. We do not wish you to travel with us as outsiders. We want you to become part of Pilatu and to join our community.
I think you may find that quite a sizable proportion of your people may find this hard to come to terms with. There is still, at the very least, a residual resentment against us.
I know this, and I also acknowledge that you know it too. But if this is ever to change, then we will have to start teaching these recidivists at some point.
So we're to be teaching aides?
Not quite like that. You have much to offer us in terms of knowledge and understanding, and we want to learn from that. Most of us. The others will understand in time, as we have. In return, we can offer you a kind of security. Something, perhaps, that you have been searching for. A kind of peace and a place to belong. Is that not true? I could see it in you when we were on the island.
Mildred felt uncomfortable for a moment. She had to pick her words carefully when she replied.
There is some truth in what you say, but I have my own commitments and belonging. Maybe I'll tell you about them later, when we're not in the middle of packing to move on.
This is good. We will all discuss this matter, ourselves and the rest of your people, when we pitch camp tonight.
And Marcos and Sunita went on about other business.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah, well, maybe there are things that are going to make having to explain that unnecessary.
Mildred followed his gaze to where Dean was walking with Sharona, Ryan and Christy some distance behind.
I'd like to know what that's all about, and who that woman is.
She looks vaguely familiar. This could be trouble.
The Pilatan caravan moved out of the clearing and away through the woods. They took a route that carried them away from the ville from which the war party must have come. They had no wish to encounter more raiders and wanted to put as much distance between the ville and themselves as possible. Wherever their destiny lay in the search for land to build a new Pilatu, it certainly wasn't in that direction. It was already into the late afternoon. The leader and the sect boss made a conscious decision to carry on the march through most of the night to put distance between themselves and any war parties bent on revenge. But by the middle of the night, it became apparent that the exhausted Pilatans would need to rest. Scouting parties that had been sent ahead, and also those tracking back to warn of any approaches from the rear, had nothing to report. There was even little evidence of predatory wildlife in this area. Stretches of flat open land had been punctuated by sudden bursts of woodland, which the Pilatan caravan had skirted around rather than risk becoming entangled. It was in the shelter around the edges of one such outcrop that Sunita and Marcos brought the caravan to a halt. As they settled to rest for the remainder of the night, Marcos and Sunita once again broached the subject they had raised earlier with Mildred, Doc, and JB. Having posted sentries, the sec boss came over to where the companions had settled with Sharona. Ryan was about to deal with the matter of how and why she had appeared out of nowhere when Marcos requested that he and the leader talk with them. Honestly, Ryan was relieved for the distraction. He hadn't been looking forward to tackling the subject and had no idea where to begin. Sharona had been reticent on the matter during the day's march, refusing to be drawn to talk about her own life and instead pumping Dean for details of what had occurred to him during the time that they had been apart. While the rest of the companions were anxious to hear Sharona's story, they were surprised when Ryan told Marcos that it would be fine to talk to them now.
What the hell did you do that for, Ryan? We're owed an explanation, aren't we?
And I'm sure we'll get it, in time. But first let's hear what Sunita and Marcos have to say.
I think we know some of it.
Is everybody keeping secrets? This is getting out of hand.
Any argument was cut short by the arrival of the leader and the sec boss, who outlined the proposition put to half of the companions earlier in the day.
There's a lot of your people that could make it rough for us if we agreed.
That much is true, and I acknowledge that we are not asking you to undertake an easy thing. But I feel that we could learn so much from you. Speaking personally, I know that I have learned much already.
I told you about that. You learn about tactics as you go along, and you'll learn about the mainland as you go along. Any advice we can give is no substitute for actually living it and learning from experience.
This much I have gathered. But that is not the only thing I have learned, and in many ways, it is the least of my concerns. My brother, in the days when I believed him to be a man of honor and integrity, taught me that the black man and the white man were not meant to live together. That is something that was deeply ingrained in me, perhaps even more than I was fully aware. But I do not feel that way anymore. We are different, but we are the same. That feels so strange even now for those words to pass my lips. My friends, which I am proud to call you now, I feel it important that you become part of Pilatu and travel with us not just as fellow travelers, but as a part of our community. There are still those who feel as I once did, still those who would have us stay separate from the other races, whatever they may be. Perhaps they have learned something from our encounter with the Sec Force last night.
There was a silence after the Sec Boss had finished. It had been a difficult speech for him to make, as he was a proud man, unaccustomed to admitting mistakes, but it had been undoubtedly heartfelt.
It is not just for this reason that we wish you to become part of us. In the time since I have known Mildred, I have come to look upon her as the sister with which I was never blessed, and I value her counsel. With her greater experience of the world in which we have entered, I would be a fool not to bid her stay. She is of great value to me as leader of Pilatu, and also as a person I love deeply.
I think of you in the same way, but I don't know if it would work. We're not ready to settle down, any of us. We don't belong anywhere yet.
But why not belong here? You told me when we were on the island that it was the first time for a great amount of time that you had felt you belonged.
Greater than you'll ever know. But I was wrong. The belonging was mostly in my mind. In the real world, this is where I belong. These, my companions, are my family.
Sunita reached out and took Mildred's hand.
I shall miss you, sister. I miss all of you if you depart. But I shall understand.
I'm not sure that I can say the same. I will abide by your decision, but I feel a little lost.
Ryan slapped the Sec Boss on the back.
You know what? I know how you feel. Sometimes people use a lot of words to explain simple things. At the end of the day, everyone has to live their own way and learn their own lessons. The thing is, I think our needs are just different from yours. We're looking for something. A place we can call home, a place that seems right for the seven of us. What we need isn't what you need. Pilatu needs a plot of land where it can build a vill, start to farm, and start to trade. Right now, I don't think that's for us.
Then what is?
I don't know yet, but we'll know it when we find it.
Marcos and Sunita rose to leave the companions, with acceptance of their ally's decision.
Travel with us a little longer. We would welcome your company until you feel the need to strike out on your own.
Sounds good to me.
The companions sat in silence, watching as Marcos and Sunita left them. Then Ryan turned and fixed Sharona, with a piercing, if monocular, stare in the flickering firelight.
And it strikes me that Mildred isn't the only one around here with a story to tell.
I don't know really where to begin, because it all seems so strange, and in a lot of ways as though it happened to somebody else, which I guess it kind of did. I'm not the same as I was when I saw you last, son.
You look different. I knew it was you right away, though. What happened, Rona? You were dying. It was rad sickness. That's why you sent me away, because you didn't have long left. So how come...
I wish I could answer that. I truly wish I could. Because then I could begin to understand what I've been through in the past few years. And I could account for how I ended up here right now. But I can't. All I can tell you is that I was deathly ill. I thought it was rad sickness, and it wouldn't be long before I was finally chilled. That was truly why I sent you away, Dean. Because at the end, I didn't want you to see me. I thought it would be long and painful, and I had to make sure that you were looked after in some way, and that you'd be all right when I was gone. And let's face it, we didn't have much of a life near the end anyway, with me having to work in a gaudy to earn some jack.
Dean winced at the memories. Now that he had his mother back, he didn't want to remember those days and what she'd been forced to do so that they could survive.